definitely human.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It is Christmas in Hong Kong, 1921. Sebastian St. Battenberg has been driven to the brink of madness by the abhorrent sight before him. Haunted by his military past in the trenches, but trapped by his duty to his overeager acquaintances, Sebastian has no choice but to advance. Away on an island, no relief to be had, they venture now further in The Infinite Bad. The Nightmare of Cao Yi Chow, Part 7. Dorothy, Cornelia, Sebastian, and Joy step into a nightmare vista of death. The corpses hanging in the fishing nets that fill the clearing are bloated with rot, some so far gone that their skin and flesh has turned gelatinous and has begun to seep through the webbing of the nets. Others seem more recently deceased, their teeth still wrapped around the cords in vain attempts to escape. Our heroes balk at the gruesome, otherworldly scene. Unable to move, unable to even think, they find themselves submerged in an unfathomable dread.
14.
6.
15.
20.
Okay, you got a 6, you gain 15 dread.
Thank you,
The rest
George.
Of you, Joy and Sebastian, you gain 10 dread, and Dorothy, you gain 5 dread.
Nice.
From a labyrinth of fishnet corpses.
From a labyrinth of fishnet corpses.
I think that's very lenient of you.
Really, nothing in comparison to the whale, so I was prepared.
No, I didn't hear this whale. I'm not very convinced.
Just a whale, guys.
He was like screaming.
It was pretty bad.
That was, it was,
it was just part of whales.
Spooky.
Casual.
I guess we're scared of whales.
Okay. Takes some sort.
Give me a dread update, people. What dread?
30.
30 for Cornelia?
50.
50 for Sebastian?
35.
35 for Dorothy?
47.
47 for Joy. Okay. So Sebastian and Joy, you're starting to lose it a little bit. Hands mm-hmm. shaking a little bit. okay. You can't see very far into this labyrinth of fishnets adorned with hundreds of corpses. The smell immediately overpowers you, of course. At the other end... you reckon that you can see some sort of structure or something further at the end of this if you choose to try to make your way through this labyrinth.
Does it look like we can go around the perimeter of it?
Yes, you might be able to go around it. It would take you considerably longer, but...
Joy, you have a knife.
Yes.
Can hack a path for us.
Through the corpses?
Through the
what,
nets.
What, you mean cut them all down?
Nets and the corpses.
I don't think that's necessary, Cornelia. Can't we just wind around them?
Yeah, you can try to pick your way through them. I mean, there's lots of nets and lots of corpses.
I mean, it would be just as long as me cutting them down as us walking through them, right?
Yeah. Okay.
I know you like to be grisly, Cornelia.
Trying to be proactive.
Yeah. Get things done. There you go.
I mean, I've got quite a lot of dread, but I feel like taking a longer way around isn't the answer either. I don't know. What do you think, Sebastian? Should we pick our way through?
What did you say it was that we could see?
So you can see it feels like it's some kind of structure or set of structures at the other end of this, but they're basically just low shadows in the distance as far as you can tell.
Can I make some kind of perception check or something to see if I can
make
it out?
Yeah, squint it out, yeah.
Six.
So you really can't make out. You find yourself focusing on the hundreds of corpses.
Mm-hmm. There's some sort of structures up ahead through the bodies. I think, yes. And just walk off towards it, I guess.
Okay.
You're walking into the...
I'm just walking straight into the bodies.
Straight into the corpses. Cool. I guess we follow? Are there any,
are they all very old or are some quite new?
There's a quite a wide range. Some of them are so rotted that they're literally falling to pieces, and others seem very, very fresh indeed.
I'd like to investigate one of the fresh ones and just see, I mean, is there anything on the body? Are they naked? Are they clothed? Like, what do they look like? I don't know.
Okay, make an investigation check.
15.
So you go up to one of the ones that Sebastian has just walked straight past. This one is arrayed with his fingers clutched around parts of the webbing, and he has indeed tried to bite at the webbing itself. And you start examining him. He looks like he might have been a fisherman. He's dressed in simple clothes, very, very short trousers. His hair is cropped very, very short, almost shaved. He has a number of tattoos on his forearms and on his legs. As you step closer, though, he starts at you, and then just you can see him sway forward slightly, and he starts biting at the webbing again.
Oh my god, he's alive!
Make an initiative check.
Three.
Okay, so before you can even step away, he's mere inches from your face. The net is all that separates you from him, and you can see flecks of spittle and drool and blood dripping out of his mouth, and his breath smells absolutely vile. And then after a moment, he goes slack once more and just kind of hangs a little bit heavier in the net.
My God, guys, do we cut him down?
Make a wisdom save.
15.
Okay, you take 5 dread from that.
Okay.
I mean, are we sure we don't want to go around the perimeter?
Too late. I am I'm sort of just looking straight ahead and just kind of singing to myself.
Yeah, you hear a loud whistling.
It's more kind of like, Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick. Just old nursery rhymes.
Little Miss Muffin. Okay, Sebastian, make a perception check at disadvantage.
4.
Okay. You find yourself walking into netting that you hadn't even noticed, and you'll find yourself being caught in it. I'm going to ask you to make a strength check next turn to see if you can fight your way out. Well, Cornelia and Dorothy, what are you doing?
This is why we use the knife.
Should we cut him down, Cornelia?
I'll allow it, yes.
I mean, he was sort of chewing at the netting. I mean, is it safe to cut him down? I don't know.
No. We'll cut Sebastian down.
Oh, Sebastian down. What about the man that's alive, though? Have we all just walked off and left that guy there?
Yes. I mean, it's great that you're playing our conscience. I like that a lot. That said...
Okay, fine. We run after Sebastian and cut him down then.
Okay. So
you're all going to go in as well, are you?
Okay, all of you, Sebastian didn't take long before he got caught up, so you don't have to make perception checks to get to where he is.
Okay.
But you find him indeed, and he's still kind of singing, mumbling, muttering to himself while kind of turned around with netting all around him. And you can see these two corpses on either side of him that in his struggles, they've been kind of shaken loose, and one of them falls out of the netting and flops onto the ground, and you can, there's a kind of a gastric discharge of the gases that were inside his corpse that overpowers all of you for a second and makes you just take a moment just to gag and heave, but after that passes in the jungle breeze, you manage to compose yourselves again. So who's got the knife?
Well, I think I have a knife still. I would like to make cutting him down contingent on him agreeing to go around the outside with us, though. I feel like we're like 10 feet into this,
yeah,
this like football field full of nets, yeah, and corpses. I'm just not sure.
And some of them are alive.
It just feels like Sebastian.
You don't think it might be quicker to just go straight through?
I mean, it might not even be quicker in the sense if we get caught up in all these nets on a regular basis and keep taking dread because of corpses that are actually still alive. I mean, it seems...
Yeah.
I mean, Sebastian, think of the women folk with you. I think we really need to go around the outside of the perimeter. Let me appeal to your sense of honor here.
I basically just like stare off into the distance for far too long, like it's actual minutes. And then I'm like, yes, you're right. Of course you're right. Come on then, back the way we came.
Okay, so I'm going to try to cut him down then.
Okay.
I'm like trying to walk back even though I'm still in the net.
Make a dexterity check, Dorothy.
12.
Okay, so you start cutting him out of the netting rather. And you're making headway, but it'll take you another round to do so. Sebastian, are you struggling here? Are you trying to...
Let me try and get out of this net. 10.
Okay, so between Dorothy cutting and you just managed to rip your way out of the net, and you are free once more.
Come on! Like, walking back the way we came.
Okay. Okay, on the way back out, make perception checks.
1.
2.
11.
19.
So Dorothy, you get to the edge of the cricket field of nets, and you turn around and you see that no one is with you.
What?
And you can hear them still inside.
What do you mean no one is with you? So I've made it to the...
You've made it and you've been kind of muttering to yourself about how silly an idea it was to go through the netting. And you turn around and you can hear them kind of trying to pick their way through and
a little bit stuck.
Are they all stuck?
They're not stuck. They're just kind of... They've got turned around.
They've got lost in the maze of corpses and nets.
Yes.
This is not great. Okay, can I maybe, but I can hear them.
You can hear, yes. Jack and Joe and up the hill.
Okay, so I'm going to shout so they get a sense of the direction that the exit is.
Okay. The rest of you make perception checks.
16.
15.
16.
Okay, so you hear Dorothy's American voice that really carries, piercing through the air. And you do indeed become aware of where you may have gone wrong, and you manage to make your way back out towards the edge of the jungle.
Well, that was a terrible idea.
Oh, thank
Let's
you,
not
Dorothy.
Do that again.
Like, try to stick together, like the way that we came here, where we were sort of like in a line with hands on shoulders.
Okay, so we're walking around the outside now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I think that's sensible. Yes.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay, so the walk around the outside of this field of nets is long and arduous, and you manage to try to stay in the less dense forested parts of it, but the nets protrude into the jungle itself, so to really avoid them, you have to go through the actual thicker part of the jungle. It's a long walk. It takes you about an hour and a half of just hand on back, single file, making your way through jungle.
Do you think it'd be quicker if we just took a shortcut through the corpse maze?
I just think corpse maze is a clue. Like, I feel like the hint is in the name there a little bit.
Make constitution saves all.
6.
5.
11. 17. So Cornelia and Joy, you're exhausted by the progress that you've had to make through this jungle. So you're going to take disadvantage on your rolls until you find a way to rest. Sebastian, your military training and Dorothy, your extensive field experience have kept you.
She really does seem invigorated. Yeah. Dorothy seems to really be like...
just powered by earnestness.
You love a corpse, don't you? Yeah. A good refreshing corpse.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, we would have had this kind of experience with the war, right?
It's so true. Yeah.
Yeah. But finally... you make it to the other end of this field of nets and corpses, And you see what it was at the other end was a village, a small fishing village. And it seems to have been built of simple plank and stick huts. You can see salvaged corrugated sheets and chicken wire that blend into the simple architecture of these houses. And most of the structures are too simple to even have doors. And as you approach it, you're overtaken by this sense of loneliness and sadness looking at this abandoned hamlet, having seen the grim fate of what you assume were the inhabitants that used to reside there. It's about a dozen of these buildings huddled quite close together in the jungle. And you can hear a couple of sounds of stirring from one of the houses towards the other end of the village.
I guess I just sort of pick my way through the village, yeah. Getting more and more depressed.
Mm.
So, do we want to investigate the sound?
Yes.
Should we do that?
So making your way through the village, make an investigation check. You two are at a disadvantage because this is yeah, partially okay. Physical. Yeah. Yeah.
In that case, 10.
6.
8.
10.
Okay. What you managed to notice about the village going through it is mostly that it looks like it was abandoned moments ago. You can see food on some of the tables, on these kind of simple ceramic plates arranged on them, almost still warm. Chairs have been pushed back. There's no dust on anything. It looks like the people might have been here eating dinner not hours ago. You start to approach the house where you can hear stirring and you hear the sound of what sounds like a utensil on crockery. Almost like someone eating or something on a table.
This reminds me of home. Sad, lonely, abandoned.
Okay, so maybe the inhabitants of the village aren't actually in the nets then. Maybe they're hiding somewhere waiting to ambush us or something like that. I feel like we should be very cautious.
I mean, I feel like the people in the nets have been, like, pulled out of the sea, similar to our poor friend from the boat who went overboard. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but, I mean, if food's there moments ago, I'm beginning to feel like these villagers may not indeed be victims and may be perpetrators.
Yeah.
So I think we should maybe try to be stealthy or send Joy because she's so good at being stealthy.
I am rolling at disadvantage, so.
Oh, that's a good point.
I can be stealthy.
No, Sebastian.
I'm pretty sure I can.
Shall I try to be stealthy? Shall I go up to that one at the end and like try to peek through a window?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, 5.
Okay. So you start, as far as you can tell, you're not making a sound that you can hear, even though Joy winces as she hears every twig that you snap underfoot. But you're making your way towards the edge, and you can see that this hut has no door. So all you need to do is peer around the corner of this to see what's inside. And you can you look inside, and you can see that the table has been arrayed with 6 plates. There's these tangles of brownish noodles that you recognize from the party yesterday. A couple of the tables have been tipped over, and there is something on the other side of the table that you can't quite make out. Still making this kind of tinkling, snuffling noise.
Oh, so it's that that thing that I can't see is the thing that's making the noise.
Yeah.
But it's not at the table.
No.
It's not sitting at the table. So it's, no. it's like an animal is my sense of it, maybe. Snuffling. That sounds like an animal. Shall I try to get a closer look?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to... Do I roll again?
Yes.
17.
Okay, you start creeping inside and you fare better in the interior of the house than you did outside, managing to avoid loose tiles and pebbles on the floor. And turning around the table, you see that it is a starveling dog who seems to be eating from the plate on the ground.
Is it a good dog?
It is extremely thin. You can pick out every single one of its ribs. And it looks up at you with a start, and didn't notice you, and it yelps and runs into the jungle.
It was a good dog, you guys. Poor dog. But good dog did not try to attack us.
Did not try and eat the human corpse.
As it runs into the jungle, though, make a perception check, Dorothy.
Three.
Okay. It runs into the jungle and you don't hear anything else.
Oh. Well, that's reassuring.
Yeah. So maybe shall I beckon you guys into this room so we can like catch up.
Yeah.
So guys, it was just a dog.
Have a powwow. Okay.
It was a good dog and now it's gone. So
can I look in the bowl, see what it was eating?
Yes, it was eating this kind of tangled brown mess that you recognize as the same food that was served to you yesterday.
Mm, that's not good.
Mm,
but it didn't make the food, so it's still a good dog.
It's still a good dog, for sure.
Rest of you make intelligence checks.
7.
Not a disadvantage, you two, just normally.
11.
2.
Joy, you look around for a minute and you wonder that you don't know where Sophia is anymore.
Oh,
oh shit.
Oh no. Oh god.
When is the last time we saw her?
The boat, right?
The boat, she got on the dock.
She wasn't with us in the Corpse Maze.
So you remember that she was with you up until you saw the Corpse Maze, but you don't have any memory of any interaction with her after that.
We'd have heard her if she got stuck. She's probably fine.
Well, was she in the... I don't remember the order. Was she in the front? Did she lead
She was in front. She got off the boat and led forth.
She did get off first, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that the Corpse Maze was a big sort of... It did occupy a lot of my mind space. But I do feel a little bad that we sort of abandoned this woman.
But it sounds like she might have led us there. Like...
You've had it in for this girl.
No, but Sophia did say that she'd been wanting to come here.
That's the thing.
Yeah. I don't trust her.
No, I really don't. Okay.
But you know who else wanted to come here? Us! All of us wanted to come here.
But the letter.
Yeah, we're not nearly as annoying as she is.
Okay,
so is there anything else to investigate inside this little...
As far as you can see, there's just more of the same in the other houses. As you're kind of, I mean, do you want to fan out and start searching the rest of the hamlet in a more thorough fashion, or searching for Sophia or something like that, or stick together? And
it would be a good idea to search for her.
Yeah, I think we should definitely turn this place, inside and out, and just double check that there's nothing to find. I mean, it's literally the only houses in the jungle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
and the plates are still warm, and
mm-hmm.
there's something afoot.
Also, it's been several hours since any of us have had water, so just a dehydration check here. If we come across water, we should probably have some water.
Yeah.
That's Dorothy's
suggestion.
That's her expert medical
good ideas.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay, so you fan out, make investigation checks all.
18.
15.
7.
6.
Okay. Sebastian, you find a couple of useful implements. You find a shovel, an axe, and a gun.
Mm-hmm.
A rifle, actually.
Oh, okay.
With a few rounds. Cornelia, you are kind of going around the outskirts, peering into the foliage to see if you can see any trace of Sophia or anything else. And you notice at the edge of the jungle, on the other side of you from the village, you notice a man with a fox mask. And he is wearing beautiful, crisp, formal evening wear. Crisp, starched white shirt and black suit. And he's standing there. And now, the last time you saw him, he was naked and squatting at the edge of the forest. But now the fox mask almost looks like something out of a carnival or a masquerade. And he regards you and then turns and steps into the foliage. And your eyes follow him upwards for a spell. And you can see that he's walking in the direction of this light on this manor on the hill.
God damn it. No one's going to believe me, are they?
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay, I will tell the others. I found the fox man walking towards the light.
You saw the fox
I man? Know how it sounds. I
do
know.
You though?
Yes.
Do you
what
though?
What was he doing? What was he doing?
Oh, God.
He looked at me.
Yeah.
And then he walked into the forest.
This is the naked fox man you saw in your dream.
No, he was in a suit this time.
He was in a suit this time.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
I know.
Make a wisdom save, Cornelia.
16.
16, so you gain 5 dread.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you found some tea. You found some kind of containers of tea.
Okay.
Metal. Cheap metal teapots.
Hydration break.
Excellent, yes. Let Mrs. Cavendish go first, please. She's obviously delirious.
I drink quite a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, I reckon.
Yeah.
Okay. Not me, though. I'm fine. Couldn't be better. Just a grand day out. It's Christmas.
After this stop where we're sort of having a sit down and having some tea and rehydrating, does that mean we don't have to do disadvantage anymore because we've rested? Or?
Yes, that's enough of a rest to kind of get you back on your feet.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, is my pipe dry enough to smoke?
Which one?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, they're both dry enough, so the choice is yours.
So I can now choose.
Yeah. Cornelia's eyes on you as you make this choice.
I just stare at them, but I don't actually smoke either one. Just look up from one to the other.
All right, gang. I think we should follow the fox man.
Yeah. Let's go to the
mansion. I think so too.
I put my father's pipe in my mouth. Very well. So be it.
I mean, we wanted to get to the light anyway, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This now just...
You know what, Dorothy? I wasn't that quick to go towards the light, actually, but it does seem we're all going in that direction, doesn't it?
Our hero's journey up the hill passes more quickly now, their fear and fervor drawing vigor up from the depths of their weary spirits. The man in the fox mask, who has bedeviled Cornelia's dreams for years, may yet lie just before them in this strange house on this abandoned island. The clouds fulfill their promise from hours past, and rain begins to fall with tropical intensity. Fat, warm drops that feel like slaps across our heroes' faces, blurring their vision and sending their feet careening across slick mud on their ascent. Finally, their shoes find purchase, and our heroes discover they are, almost impossibly, on a well-maintained gravel path, leading up to a grand-looking building, ivy climbing up its sides, the architecture European and old. A large double door marks the building's entrance, dripping with rain. Dorothy, Cornelia, Sebastian, and Joy stare up at the facade in disbelief. They have visited a building very much like this before. You've been listening to The Nightmare of Cao Yi Chow, written by Giorgio Mariani and produced and edited by David Knight and Tom Dalling, with music by Jonathan Day. Starring Eleanor Kohler as Dorothy Taylor, Maximilian John as Cornelia Cavendish, David Knight as Sebastian St. Battenberg, and Charlie May as Joy Dutton. I am Giorgio Mariani, Game Master. You can follow us on Twitter at TheInfiniteBad and support the production of this series on Patreon. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. The Infinite Bad is a Definitely Human production.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.